Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We have joining us by phone this morning, Deaconess Pamela Nielsen. She's the Associate Executive Director for Communication Services here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and sharing with us an update on the tornadoes yesterday in Nebraska. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks so much for taking some time to share with us this morning. Now, I understand yesterday there were twin tornadoes in the area of Pilgrim, Nebraska, which is north of Seward, Nebraska. Is that right?
I think that's right. Anywhere in an area by LCMS Lutherans and people and
unfortunately, our connection is not very strong this morning. Not really. We're kind of cutting out a little bit. I understand the population there was about 350. The town was hit pretty hard. About 2/3 of the town is wiped out. And the LCMS congregation there is St. John Lutheran Church. Any update on the congregation or the church there?
Yes, we do have confirmation. Unfortunately, that both the church and the parsonage where the pastor and his family live were completely destroyed, and we thank making their way back to minister to and to assess the damages to their own home and work from there. Our LCMS disaster response has been in touch overnight, almost as soon as the storm hit, with our district disaster coordinator in Nebraska. We have a wonderful network of these disaster coordinators in all of our LCMS districts. And so we work through them. They make the local assessment, working with the pastor of the parish that's affected, with the district president and surrounding parishes. And then, they advise us of what's needed and how we can help. We come in at their behest, and the plan is now for LCMS disaster response to activate and deploy to the disaster field.
And so the disaster response team will be heading out there shortly with in the next couple of days to make that assessment and see how help can be provided for them and really work with the pastor and the folks, the congregation right there in the community, to see what the needs are and make those efforts available as soon as possible.
That's right. Our work is at the local level, and we work through that local parish in proximity to that local altar and pulpit, so that as we help not only the people of the parish, but the people in the community that have been affected by this tragedy, they be pointed to the hope, right, that is boundless.
Unfortunately, it sounds like we're losing our connection there, but thank you so much, Pam, for taking some time this morning to give us an update. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, if you would like to support the disaster response work there in Nebraska, in Pilgrim, Nebraska, you can make a secure restricted gift for tornado relief efforts using a major credit card. You can click on the disaster response button on the homepage of lcms.org. That's www.lcms.org. Or you can call the donor care line at 888-930-4438. That's 888-930-4438, and you can provide some support there as well. Again, you can do that online. A restricted gift for tornado relief efforts using a major credit card at lcms.org. Just click on the disaster response button there, and that'll give you the page with the opportunity to make a donation online, or call 888-930-4438. Thanks so much for joining us this morning for His Time, and we've got morning prayer coming up in just a little bit. Stick around for some sacred music right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.